Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast. It's Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs, and Chris Schubert from the Draft Network. And we are your hosts here on this Monday episode of the show. And we are brought to you by Bet Online, who would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all the sports wagering action for 2022. It's a new year, and they have a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, and BetOnline is where the game starts. Well, I guess this is where the off season starts, as it's been a crazy morning across the NFL. Kyle, happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday. It's not a happy Monday for a lot of folks right now because there's a lot of change happening and a lot of bad news being delivered across the NFL. And that's what we're going to be dedicated towards today on the show, is talking about some of these changes, some expected, some very unexpected. And kind of going through the dynamics of what in the heck's happening here on this first day of the NFL offseason.
How you doing, Chris?
Could be better. A little under the weather. Did not enjoy the way the season ended for my football team. I spent the entire night arguing with people about Brandon Staley calling a timeout. So it could be better today here on Monday. Could be better.
Oh, man, what a weekend it was. Yeah, I mean, five passing yards for the Jets yesterday, you know? Four first downs.
Don't start, Joe. Don't start with me. Just take your victory. Move on. Do not poke the bear. I will blow up on
poke the bear.
Today.
There's nothing to poke. The bear's in hibernation.
I will just torch.
He's
Earth
looking
today
for a
on
meal
show.
In a few years.
I will torch Earth on the show today. Do not test me.
Where you want to start, Chris? I mean, there's a lot to get to, so I trust that you'll ask us to talk about the biggest or most surprising thing first.
Yeah. Look, and people are going to accuse this show of being homers by doing this, but I think we have to start with the Dolphins of all of the head coaching jobs that just opened up, because I think it's the one that comes with a little bit of shock that they ultimately did decide to move on from Brian Flores. But then add to it, I think the nugget of information that Stephen Ross proclaimed to the world in his press conference media availability, where he very blatantly said, I'm not going to be the person that takes Jim Harbaugh away from the University of Michigan. Not going to be me. So that rules that out, and that's what everybody's thought was the moment that this move happened. So I think that's the place to start. Team ended the season winning all those games that they did. They had a winning record. They have a young roster that was very good at the end of the season. That's going to be an attractive job. And then I think on the flip side of it, Brian Flores is going to be an attractive candidate for a lot of these other jobs that opened up.
Kyle?
I don't know. What I know is Stephen Ross is almost guaranteed to dramatically overreact here and go out of his way to hire an offensive-minded coach, because the offense has been a big problem for the Dolphins in each of Brian Flores' three seasons. He'd been through four offensive coordinators in 3 years, four offensive line coaches in 3 years. And they were going to have to make new changes to both of those assistants again this offseason for any semblance of optimism for the offense going forward. And then you take into account, oh, it's been reported and rumored that, and we've kind of indirectly heard this ourselves, that Brian Flores was in the pro Herbert camp, not necessarily in the pro Tua camp in the pre-draft process. And you've heard some places that would go as far as to say that the Tua decision to draft Tua was one that was made from higher than Brian Flores' pay grade. And what I think is interesting about that is in the aftermath of firing Flores today, Stephen Ross was asked, are you guys going to go pursue Deshaun Watson? And he says, I do not plan to, but it's up to the head coach. You have a general manager who you're retaining. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if Brian Flores wanted him, why didn't he get him? And it felt like you look at the hiring, the handling of Tua, the quarterback position change with when they put Tua in the lineup in the first place was done without Shane Gailey's knowing as the then offensive coordinator, and he leaves in the offseason. It's like, okay, well, like they very clearly alienated Shane Gailey with how they handled this position, so he leaves. And then there were the multiple benchings that went along the way and how they handled the rumors this offseason and whether or not they publicly backed their quarterback or not. And it felt like that was a sticky point. I know Jeff Darlington went on the Ryan Russillo show and he compared it to the relationship with John Elway and Tim Tebow from back in the early 2010s, which we know how that story goes. Tim won a playoff game and was out. Mm-hmm. Right. So when that's kind of, and Jeff's one of the best and he's more plugged into Miami than anybody else, when he has that kind of description of that relationship, and then there's some, you know, he's having a hard time finding quality assistants and he's going to have to make his fifth effort at hiring an offensive coordinator in 4 years. I think there are some roadblocks here that really would have made it difficult to make the necessary changes and think that they were going to get done effectively. Now, I would have given Brian Flores another year, and I would have said, we're going to throw the bag at an established offensive coordinator, and they're going to take that side of the ball. Whether it was Matt Nagy or Brian Schottenheimer or whoever, right? Go out and get somebody with an established track record of running an offense and let them do that. Apparently, because of some other underbelly stuff that it's apparently been going on with him being tough on players and him being tough on assistants, there's all this underbelly stuff that has ultimately led to this change. But this team went 8-1 down the stretch and just swept the Patriots for the first time in 21 years. I have a hard time believing you're going to go out and get a better option than that.
I think that's the struggle. It's foiling, and I said this in a text message to you, it's foiling what Flores has been able to do in terms of rallying the football team for three consecutive seasons where they really finished very impressively in all 3 years with below average quarterback play against what appears to be some lack of alignment within the key figureheads of the operation. And we know that when that's the case, the owner gets his way. Mm-hmm. And, I can understand it from both sides, and it's the one that we didn't expect, right, this morning, and so there's the shock factor. But I guess when you kind of reflect back on some of that tension that's existed, especially when it comes to the quarterback thing, here we are. But like you said, and that was my follow-up question for you after you got done, was going to be, well, how do you feel about Chris Greer sticking and then what Stephen Ross said about that? The quarterback decision will be up to the head coach. And you kind of already hinted at that. That's the part where I get a little bit confused right now.
I think the hire that they make is going to tell you a lot about the direction that they're going to go. They're either going to hire a head coach specifically with catering to Tua Tagovailoa in mind, or in my opinion, they're going to make a play for the coaching candidate that was the one that Deshaun Watson was pounding the table for his team to hire when they were in the coaching market, which was Eric Bieniemy. I think they're going to tell you a lot about their intentions here in the next 2 weeks.
All right. So the Miami Dolphins looking for a new head coach. Where you want to go now, Shub? Matt Nagy?
I think everyone kind of expected that one. And I think the bigger thing there is pace also going, right, is now that they're going to go completely clean house, new GM, new head coach. So you got to think, listen, and if there's one thing I know, NFL teams, they follow conventional wisdom all of the time. They're going to hire their GM first and then hire the head coach. I certainly hope that's the direction that they would choose to go here, is that they get the GM and then let the GM do a search. So that one's going to take a while probably to get an end result of what that Bear situation is going to look like. But you got to think that's one of the more attractive jobs. Young quarterback, you're going to be able to have your imprint on that roster. A defense is not too bad. That one's kind of interesting. Minnesota's another one. I'm also not ruling out in the middle of the show somebody else getting fired. So,
right. Well,
let's at least bring this up with Chicago. And I'm not saying that I agree with what I'm going to suggest in my question, but just for the sake of kind of talking about it, did Matt Nagy have a case to stay? Was there? Do you guys think there was any case that he had to stick around? I mean, he's 4 years on the job, 12-4, 8-8, 8-8, 6-11. Playoffs 2 out of 4 seasons. Is it a situation, and I've said this a lot, where some guys, just the more that they get their handprints on something, the more concerned you get about the direction? Is that kind of where it was with Nagy? Or
yeah, man, that's like college. That's college coaches, right?
Yeah.
So you remember when Josh Heupel gets there at UCF, right? And that program steadily faded. And you see that a lot with college coaches that come in and they got a lot of somebody else's stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And then as you impress more of yourself on it, if it's going the wrong direction, then you got to be very concerned. And I think that's the thing with Nagy, that, you know, that they've regressed every year, in my opinion. And you can't have that trend line with that amount of consistency going the wrong way and survive it. Not in today's economy, where you got teams like Philadelphia and a rebuilding, you're making the playoffs in year one.
Yeah, it's tough.
Especially when, and again, I don't know how much of this is Nagy's fault, but you're at a turning point as your franchise. You just drafted your franchise quarterback who you've put a lot into. Your division could very likely be up for grabs if Aaron Rodgers leaves this offseason. You got to feel really confident in the direction that your franchise is going in. And if you waver even a little bit, I think you got to make a move, because you have enough of a sample size with Nagy to know, do we think this is the guy or do we not think this is the guy? And if you don't think this is the guy, this is the right time to make a move, because then you can peak with your new head coach, your franchise quarterback that you believe you have, and you can peak at the right time in a division that is available for you to take in the shortcoming. Again, assuming Rodgers goes, and I think that's the assumption that we're all making at this point.
Do we feel good about Matt Nagy as an offensive coordinator? Like, I know, Kyle, you had mentioned him as maybe a Dolphins option is kind of your monologue there when you talked about that situation. But is this just a situation where this is a good coordinator but not necessarily a good CEO of an operation?
I think that's his best chance for success. And I'd like to see what it looks like. I think he's going to have to go somewhere where there's a familiar face, whether he ends up on Doug Peterson's staff. I think that's what makes the most sense, wherever Doug ends up landing. Mm-hmm. And that would kind of alleviate some of the pressure of him having to carry the load. But I don't foresee a market for him in the head coaching space for quite some time. And I think, you know, go on Doug's staff and restabilize your career and go from there.
So when we consider what's next for Chicago, obviously Justin Fields is at the forefront of what should be on the mind of the decision makers in Chicago. But I'm curious what you guys think about what do you expect here? Because you know, over the weekend, there was the whole Olin Krutz thing where they offered him like a $15 an hour job. And
yeah,
there's some perception out there that this is a cheap team, right? And I mean, does this smell like a retread? Does this smell like a Leslie Frazier spot? Or is this something where you can see them do something aggressive to kind of lure maybe more of a spicy name?
Well, you know who I wouldn't mind there is Brian Flores.
Well, he can pick up the pieces and run with the defense. We know that.
Right. And I don't know. I think one thing that if I'm any one of these organizations that has continued to struggle to get it right, head coaches and GMs aren't a spot where you too often see guys get second chances, right? It's all trying to find the next young hotshot coach, right? But for, you know, Matt Nagy was never head coach before. Brian Flores was never head coach before. I think they've both made missteps in their own tenures. Hire somebody who's been a coach before and learned hard lessons somewhere else, hoping that they have the foresight to apply them and not make the same mistakes. And if I'm Chicago, I want, so you'd mentioned the name Leslie Frazier. I would want somebody who's been in that chair before, if I'm Chicago, personally. And I think a guy like Frazier could possibly make a lot of sense.
We always love Jim Caldwell, right? Whenever we talk about that.
Yes.
So I'm with you. I would agree that that would be, if I'm Chicago, I think along those lines. You know, maybe they'll be tempted to pluck a McVay disciple considering how that's panned out. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that tweet from, I think it was Andrew Breer, about.
It's a good tweet.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I wish I had it right here, but like we, however many years ago it was, 3-4 years ago, we were sitting here making fun of teams for hiring anyone who was Sean McVay's friend, and the joke's on us because Sean McVay's friends have done extremely well in the NFL. When you think about Zach Taylor, and you think about Matt LaFleur down in Green Bay, obviously Sean continues to have his own success. But I mean, these guys are producing. And so maybe you have that temptation to, here it is. It's Zach Taylor, Matt LaFleur, Cliff Kingsbury, Brandon Staley. Pretty good, right? I know Brandon Staley had some goofy moments, but
just very quick, can somebody help me with something? What's the connection with Cliff and McVay other than everybody thinks they just like look alike? Like they didn't coach together anywhere, right? Like,
I don't think so. Yeah.
So like that one doesn't make sense.
No, Taylor's, it's his friend. We know that it's his friend.
Right. But the reason why the Cardinals hired Cliff Kingsbury was because they were trying to get a bootleg version of Sean McVay, and they didn't want to just spend a bunch of money. So they hired Cliff.
And like, he came with the McVay endorsement, you know?
Okay, fair, but like none of those other guys like coached with McVay, which was what was confusing to me. Also, I love how everybody was critical of that, of hiring anybody that like McVay had a hand on. Yeah, we just continue to do the whole, oh, if you coached under Bill Belichick, we're just going to hire you because that's going to work for us. Like, I just don't get it.
All right. Mike Zimmer. That's the other situation because we already Raiders and playoff Raiders, by the way, and Jaguars. That's old news.
Question for you.
Yes.
Raiders win a playoff game. They beat the Bengals this weekend.
Right. You have to keep them, right?
Jamie and I talked about this on the fantasy podcast last night. I don't know how you walk into that locker room after winning a playoff game and say, we're going to make a change at the end of the season to head coach. I don't know how you do it. Now, if they get blown out by 2 scores on the road, I think you can get away with it. And that's probably the best thing for everybody involved for the Raiders if they want to make a change of quarterback is to go there and get blown out. But if they win that game, how do you not?
Right.
Everything that happened to this team this season, they had no business even playing in that game last night with a chance to make the playoffs.
Right.
Now they're going to get a playoff game?
Well, so focusing on the Vikings situation, when we talked about them for the New Year's resolutions last week, I said the word stale, and I just kind of thought that this whole situation was extremely stale with Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman. And I understand that they both have had a fair amount of success there, but I think it was fair to be concerned that it's kind of just run its course and it was time to go in a different direction. And to Chris's point about the landscape of this division kind of being turned upside down, let's get your pieces in place that you think can be the catalyst for putting you to the top of that division while it's kind of seemingly ripe for being open in the coming years. And so I understand this move, but I also simultaneously respect the run that Zimmer and Spielman had in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, they you knew Zimmer had plateaued with his impact on the team. Spielman, to me, is the bigger change, right? Like, Rick's been there a while.
2006, yeah, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very significant change for that organization. And when they were at their peak, they had a really good roster. I still think they have a lot of nice pieces.
Big hits.
So I guess, mate, what's that?
Some big hits, right? Like,
yes.
Throughout his tenure, like the whole thing, he's had big hits.
Right. He's drafted very well. I mean, Rick Spielman, I would consider to be you want to put a number on it, a top 12 executive? Top 15? Well, I mean, what's a number you're comfortable with there?
So,
I mean,
I
what's a shame, sorry to cut you off. I just want to get this part out here. What's a shame is the association there is going to be with the quarterback position, right? You're going to look at Kirk Cousins and the money that you paid him. And that's kind of probably the sore spot on Rick Spielman's resume the last 4 years.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we spend all these conversations talking about how some teams would love to have Kirk Cousins caliber play at quarterback. You know what I mean? So when you bring into the fray what they paid for him, you start to have questions. But, you know, I'll keep my comments about where I was going to go to myself, because they're not something I can confirm well enough to say on the podcast. Let's leave it there.
Cool.
So that's all of the jobs as of this moment.
The Giants. Listen, give me a second here.
There's a Joe Judge is in a meeting probably as we speak with Mara, and he's making his case, Joe. He's not been fired yet. Please.
I have irreconcilable differences with that 3rd and 9 call.
Really? I have irreconcilable differences with the play before in which they just ran the same play. That's the problem I have. They ran it on back-to-back plays.
Professional football, folks. Professional
need more room to punt the ball. It's like you're too rooted in your special teams background if you're making those decisions for an extra yard and a half to punt inside your own 10-yard line.
Wow.
If he's not gone, I don't know what to tell you. And
right.
That's the perfect place for Flores to go.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Assuming he didn't have friction with Patrick Graham, who's the DC in New York, because that was the Dolphins DC in 2019 before Patrick Graham left to take the exact same job with the Giants after the 2019 season.
Flores is from there, isn't he? Isn't he a New Jersey guy or something?
He's from Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do somewhere. Yeah. Okay. There you go. You can fix this real quick.
Right. We'll see. It's what a wild time.
Year, but it's still never not surprising. It's never not like jaw dropping, and you can like my productivity's been crap today.
I've just been arguing with people on the internet in the last 24 hours.
Imagine landing, coming off the plane at 9:30. Your team just swept the Patriots. Turn airplane mode off.
Yeah,
and it's just a burning building. Your phone is burning a building.
What show is that in which the guy walks in with the pizzas and the apartment's on fire?
I think it's Donald Glover.
He walks in and he's got the pizzas and the apartment's on fire. That was Kyle this morning.
Yes. That was me when I turned my phone off airplane mode. And I'm like, oh my God. And it literally happened like 2 minutes before I landed too. So Lord have mercy.
Can I leave you with this fun little stat that I cannot verify, but I will put it out here on the internet. By the way, I love how we talked all last week about the on this show about the great tie scenario that could have played out, and that's exactly the way it played out on Sunday Night Football. It was absolutely...
did you have feelings about... Did you feel like that should have just been a tie?
So I felt some kind of way about the whole thing, and we would need a whole extra show for me to tell you how I feel about the whole thing. I was flabbergasted by when the game got to overtime that those two teams, the game theory didn't kick in, and those two teams just decided, you know what?
Didn't
no
show
mas.
Up. Yeah.
We're done here. 10 minutes. Let's get out of here. We're fine. Nobody make any silly mistakes. I was floored that the moment that coin toss was over, that those two teams didn't just shut it down. But that's neither here nor there. Cannot confirm the statistic, at least as I'm reading it to you right now. But as of this moment, Matt Rhule is 0-5 against the NFL coaches that got fired today.
Oh, my.
Say that again.
So Matt Rhule, against all the coaches that have been fired today, 0-5.
Oh, no.
Oh, do with that what you will.
Wait, we woo?
No, what's the we woo? I have Twitter open for this exact
the Gettleman
reason.
Thing.
Is it Gettleman? It's Gettleman.
Is he gone?
Courtesy he's of gone. Josina Anderson, I'm told GM David Gettleman is telling people in the building that he's planning to retire.
Just what we heard like a month ago, right?
Retire.
That's a very nice way of, hey, we'll let you exit on your own, but you weren't coming back anyway.
Right. Correct.
Still doesn't fix the Joe Judge situation, but hey, there you go.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for us today on the show. We got a lot of great content. National championship game tonight, so enjoy the starring finale from an FBS perspective in college football. It is full on draft mode with these draft prospects. And Joe, don't look now, but in about 2 weeks, you and I are going to be getting ready to hop on a plane and go to Las Vegas for the Shrine.
Wee woo.
And then if
wee woo,
let me finish. And then a couple days after that, we'll be headed to Mobile for the Senior Bowl. So we're doing the double dip this year. We're very excited about that. What is the wee woo, Chris?
Mike Garafolo of the NFL Network just tweeted, quote, Giants coach Joe Judge will meet with his players in a few minutes, and the expectation is he will lead the meeting with an eye toward the future, sources tell me and Ian Rappaport. Same tone was struck in a meeting with coaches a short while ago. Well, he just got done meeting with the owner, and then they're letting him meet with the players, and they're with an eye towards the future. He coming back, baby.
Right. An eye what to the future. Could... All right. We're done here. Thanks for listening. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert. Please enjoy the rest of your day. Keep your eyes peeled for the timeline. It's only going to get crazier from here.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money.